And Rich Waltz joins us. Of course, Rich from the Bay Area. He's the play-by-play voice on television of the Miami Marlins. And, Rich, I appreciate you just taking a few minutes to join us this morning. But what tragic news about Jose Fernandez, and maybe you can give us some perspective on how it's being taken right now down in South Florida.
Well, Marty, it's people are numb right now. I think the reaction right now is disbelief. There's incredible sorrow, and for me, it's for everybody around the team, it's just these last 4 or 5 hours have just been. I don't know if you watched the news conference and saw the emotions spill out, but that's how it is right now. For me, that was comforting to hear. My good friend Ken Korak, and he's right. I mean, what Ken saw in interviews and what he saw in highlights or games on television, that was Jose. Jose was full of life. He was vibrant. He had this incredible youthful joy that he had whenever he played the game, whether he was pitching or not pitching. He had this incredible wonderment, childlike, of all things in life. I mean, you have to remember, this is a guy who tried to escape Cuba 3 times, was shot at, was thrown in prison when he was 13, 14 years old. Got on that boat the 4th time and made it out. Someone yelled, "There's someone overboard." It was Jose who dove in, and as it turned out, it was his mom that he saved. Mm. He gets to the USA, goes to Tampa, has to try out for the high school baseball team. The coach put him in the last group, the group that never makes the team, and just sort of brushed him off. And Jose didn't know anybody, didn't speak any English, but he was able to tell the coach, "I want to play baseball." And I think he was the last guy that long day of tryouts, and the coach said, "All right, whatever, just get up on the mound if you think you're a pitcher." So he threw 93, 94, 95, and the coach couldn't believe it. And his proudest moment, Marty, wasn't getting to the big leagues. It wasn't making his first All-Star team or winning a game. It was the day he became a U.S. citizen. And, you growing up in Miami, you understand how significant that is for someone who had to risk their lives and fight to get here. He was so proud to be a U.S. citizen. Such a good teammate, just seeing the devastation on the faces of his teammates, of coaches. One of the guys he forged just an incredible relationship with this year, and it started in spring training, was Barry Bonds. Barry coming back into the game as the hitting coach, really wasn't sure what to expect when he walked in the locker room. I think the team wasn't really sure what to expect about Bonds. And one of the first guys that attached themselves to his side and would not leave it the entire spring training wasn't a hitter, it was Jose. Jose wanted to know what hitters thought. Jose wanted to know what made Bonds tick. Mm. And, those two spent a lot of time together throughout this season.
Boy, Rich Waltz with us. Rich, you said it beautifully. I know this is an incredibly, incredibly tough morning for you and everybody connected to the Miami Marlin family, and you explained it beautifully about the background of Jose Fernandez. I also think about what a leader he was and will be in his passing in the Cuban-American community in Miami, which I know so well. And, I go back to the late 50s when all of a sudden our high school class went from 20 kids to 40 kids when things happened in Cuba. And I know how that community has grown in South Florida. And as I said to Ken Korak, you see so many miserable things on TV every day. You hate to turn on the TV. And then you see someone like this who had a bright future. Maybe you can comment on just how he related in the Cuban-American community as a leader in that community and what he meant to the team, and then what how exciting it was every time he went to the mound for the community.
Well, because of where he started and how he got here and what he was accomplishing, you can imagine the incredible pride in the Cuban American community in Miami. And I think that he transcended that. All of the Latino population down here, of which come from a variety of countries, even, you know, transplanted New Yorkers or New Englanders or those that grew up here and live here in Florida, all of those people he inspired. The thing about Jose, which was really amazing to me when he first got to the big leagues, he was like a little leaguer in a big league uniform. Mm-hmm. And I think if you watch that press conference, Don Mattingly alluded to that. He would absolutely wear everybody out during the course of a game. He would sit and talk and talk. And then when that player finally grew tired of it, Jose would move on to the next guy. And even when he started games, he wasn't a guy that put a towel over his head or spent the 3 hours before the game in the locker room with the headset on, staring straight ahead. Jose would talk his way into batting practice. He would try to go out and field ground balls at short. You couldn't keep him still. That's who he was. He was such a joy and such a kid at heart that whether you were Cuban American or whatever, so many people loved him. And even opponents, there was a great, you know, Jose had that Latin American flair. I remember here's a really good story to illustrate who Jose was. His rookie year, he's playing the Braves, and his current teammate now, Chris Johnson, was the third baseman for the Braves. Brian McCann was behind the plate. Someone had hit a home run against Jose earlier in the game, and Jose acknowledged them. He was always one that didn't, you know, scream or yell. He oftentimes would tip his cap to somebody that hit a home run, and there was there were a few players in the Braves dugout that kind of didn't like that or misinterpreted it or weren't all that thrilled, and they got on him in the sixth or the seventh inning. And Jose was, you know, pitching his heart out, winning, striking out a lot of guys, and he came to the plate in his last at bat, and he homered, and Jose flipped his bat towards the Braves dugout and kind of a how do you like that look. He rounded the bases, and when he got to home plate, Brian McCann was waiting for him, and McCann scolded him and told him, you don't need to do that. You don't need to show anybody up. And the benches emptied, and there was pushing and shoving, and, you know, the game ended. The Marlins won the game, and Mike Redmond was managing the Marlins at the time. As the teams got into the locker room and Redmond got to his office before his press conference, picked up the phone and called Freddie Gonzalez, who was managing the Braves, and called him on his office phone. And Mike was going to apologize, and he said to Freddie, hey, Freddie, about Jose, I wanted to apologize. And before the words got out of his mouth, Freddie said, oh, are you talking about Jose? And Mike Redman was stunned. He said, yeah. And Freddie said, oh, he's in our locker room right now. He's over here right now. Everything's cool. Jose, in his uniform, had walked over to the Braves locker room, and as the Braves came into the locker room, there was Jose, and he apologized to everybody. Ended up chatting with McCann and some of the other players. And that's, I mean, that's Jose. That's how he handled that situation. He figured he'd just go right over there and apologize right after the game, and he did it.
Wow, I didn't know that story. Beautiful story, Rich. Rich Walsh, the play-by-play voice of the Marlins, talking about Jose Fernandez. I'll let it go with this. I mean, I remember the games he had against Alex Wood. The strikeout games were tremendous. He brought a lot to the game of baseball, the game of life. And, Rich, you encapsulated it just beautifully for us today of how he got to the country and how he related to baseball and the community. And I thank you for coming on. I know it's not easy for you this morning, but you've been a good friend of ours, and our hearts go out to you and everybody in the Marlin family.
Marty, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Rich, have a good day, and the best to everyone there from everyone out here. Right? That is Rich Walsh, play-by-play voice of the Miami Marlins. Wow, very, very powerful segment with Rich. I appreciate him being on.